Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educationally related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
We're waiting for the fade out. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday.
Good morning, Tucson and the world at large.
And the world at large and Australia. Howdy, Aussies. We are going to have a super fun show, and we're going to just jump right in. We're waiting for Dane to call in. I hope he's doing so now. And we're going to, it's been one of those mornings. I'm just forgetting how to run my radio show. Maybe
don't do that. Don't do that, Bellstar.
That's why I need lowrider. That's why I need indica. See, I'm already too sativa. I wake up like a little monkey. I'm like, whoop, and that's it. Off and run. Get me an indica.
That's so funny with you. I am totally opposite.
I just wake up on it. See? Life. Just get you going. Well, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis.
And everything.
And everything. And anything you ever want to discuss, we're going to do it here. We're really excited. We have an Australian group on. We just love to reach out to everybody because, I don't know if you all know this, but back in, like, I don't know, 1960-something, when Nixon and Anslinger were hanging out and chatting about cannabis, they decided to get the whole world involved in cannabis prohibition. So the United Nations, the entire planet, said, let's ban cannabis. What the hell?
Ooh.
Ooh. Somebody did not have their morning Grand Lemon.
Well, and the other thing was, I don't think a lot of them really thought this over. This was for a money thing. This was because Anslinger
if they wanted money, they should.
He was along with Rubbermaid and DuPont.
Cotton.
DuPont and Cotton. And petrol products. This was the very, paper mills,
plastics,
anything made
oils,
with oil.
Clothing.
And it's horrible.
Back in the day,
money.
Like 1400s or whatever, 18, I don't remember when it was. We have this great history fact, but hemp costs 100 times less to make than cotton and was 100 times more durable. So you'd buy cotton for a dollar and hemp would cost like,
Belle, you told me there was a shirt.
Shirts are crazy. It's like 10 cents for hemp shirts and a dollar for cotton.
Right, exactly.
And they were ridiculous because the hemp lasted so much longer. Mm-hmm.
And it was good quality.
Why in the world, like, oh, I don't even want to know. Let's see. We're still waiting here for, maybe he fell asleep. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe I asked him to come on the show too damn late. It's summertime, I hear, out there. It's hump day. They're having a beer. Or what Australians drink? Foster's. Okay, they got the Foster's.
No.
That's not a nice. Sorry, Dane, it's going to come out. We're silly and dumb Americans over here. We're going to be stupid. So we're just waiting for Dane to call in. But I think there was another poll taken, if I'm not mistaken, another poll about marijuana. Go figure, right? And I think it was about Arizona and cannabis again. Aha! Check this out. And you can find this news out online as well. I try my best to keep... I keep up on the webmaster to keep our news stories that we share in the radio consistent with what's on the website at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. But this one I'm getting from azmarijuana.com, and it a map. It's a really cool map of Arizona and other states that have new pro-marijuana initiatives. I believe there are 30. As Arizona's medical marijuana industry continues to develop, other pro-marijuana actions are underway in Arizona and other states throughout the country. Almost 30 states and the District of Columbia are considering some type of marijuana law reform legislation this year. Woo! The laws include bills that cover marijuana legalization for adults, medical marijuana programs, decriminalization, and hemp cultivation.
I love that.
Oh, my God.
I like
that
they're
great.
Including them. It needs to be included.
It does. It really does. Currently, there are 14 states considering marijuana legalization for adults. Here's the list. Oh, my God. That's awesome. Arizona, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, Missouri,
New Hampshire,
New Jersey, New York.
Woo!
Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Wisconsin. Ooh, geez. And I know if New York legalizes this year, we might just have tumbleweeds to Grand Island. Woo! Open up another certification center.
You're so
we'll
awesome.
We'll go coast to coast. Far. Well, it's our sister, Silver sister out there on the other side of the world who's very
good.
So
our love to you.
Yeah, completely.
So. So many things are happening.
There are.
We always talk about this, about how we talk about how things are happening so fast.
Our New Yorker's up on it. Our Silver Sister says, the announcements come the same week as new Quinnipiac? I don't know. It's a poll that found that 88% of New Yorkers, including a super majority of Democrats and Republicans, support allowing use of medical marijuana if a doctor recommends it. It's called the Compassionate Care Act, and it would alleviate the suffering of seriously ill New Yorkers by allowing them to access a small amount of medical marijuana under the supervision of a healthcare provider. Patients and family members across New York are thrilled.
Woo-hoo!
All right, go New York. Well, and I think already you can have up to an ounce in your possession in New York and it's decriminalized right now.
But you can't get it anywhere. You
correct. How does that work, Doug?
I don't know. When you talk about it, when you said you can have it, but where do you get it?
You're not really supposed to have it.
The point
is,
but that's exciting.
It is
that's
weed.
That's exciting for New York.
It does grow wild. Oh, man.
It does grow wild.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nurse Mary D. you should come down to Tumbleweed's Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Nurse Mary D, RN, was at the Peace Fair this weekend with us, if you didn't get a chance to meet this wonderful lady. Awesome fair, but she's here every Tuesday giving a free class on Intro to Cannabis for all those new patients and for all those patients who want a refresher or just want to find out what's new, what's going on out there in the world of cannabis. Medically, scientifically, she's got information on upcoming events. And is there a Patients Out of Time event coming up?
There is in May.
In May, Patients Out of Time in Portland,
Are you
Oregon.
Serious?
We gotta go.
Wow, in May. Okay, Portland, Oregon. Patients Out of Time.
Well, just they're, like they do here.
They're
like
going to have.
Here, they'll be doing that up in Portland. That's really exciting.
In
so
the medical
in Portland,
cannabis
people.
Community, the ANA. Mm-hmm. The AMA, the ANA will be there, some representatives, and then various doctors from all over the world. We met Dr. Courtney there last year, the guy that's big on juicing. In fact, I sat right next to him. He had the coolest suit on, and I know it was him. Man, and I was so, I didn't, we had just started, and I was shy, can you imagine? And I know, that guy's laughing. And I just was like, oh, and the reason we went, really, I wanted to see the juicing guy who was sitting right next to you, right? So at lunchtime, he gave a lunchtime lecture, and at lunchtime, he goes up there, and I'm like, oh, that's the guy with the cool suit sitting next to me. Oh, it's the juicing guy. So after he was done, he came back, and I was like, excuse me, you know, excuse me, Courtney. Yeah. I like juicing. Can you give me the recipe? So he gave me his business card, and he wrote his personal email on it, and Mr. Courtney, please email thctucson@gmail.com if you're listening, because I can't reach your writing. I tried to email him several times, and I don't know if it went through. What an event. It's you can get, if you're a doctor or nurse in the profession and you need continuing education units, you can go take these courses. And we sat in on some until my brain melted, because I was just like, holy cow, I need to start at 101. This was serious scientific information. There are guest speakers last year, or 2 years ago when it was here at Long Cantata. Dr. Andrew Weil was there. Dr. Courtney was there.
Robert Platshorn was there.
We drove him all around.
Three of
Dr. Abrams.
Oh, man.
Three of the government patients were there.
Yeah. Three of the patients were there.
One of the researchers from India.
Started to smell coffee and realized
Israel
I made myself.
From.
Great information about the actual plant medicine and deep into what cannabis actually does.
Cellularly.
Yeah.
And this is where we found, I found out, which people have known for long periods of time, especially doctors, we have what's called an endocannabinoid system. Already in your body, we already produce a slight bit of cannabinoids, but because of the inundation of Western and whatever kinds of medicines that are chemically produced and not good for your body, they kind of mask our own body's ability to make these cannabinoids. So this is why when you use cannabis in any way, shape, or form, you tend to feel pretty good, and you don't need to smoke it. You don't need to get high. You can juice it. It's the best way to do it. Eat it raw. You know, always if you're, you know, if you don't cook something and you eat a fresh fruit or vegetable raw, it's the better way to do it. But so you should check this out. Where is it? It's in Oregon?
Portland.
Portland, Oregon.
We have a place to stay.
May 8th
attention
through 10th.
Mr. Penny, we're coming to your living room. My brother's best friend there. I'm coming. Woo! We got places to stay. Let's do this. Road trip.
Do we have the dates for that?
Yeah. May 8th through May 10th.
And we can
say Thursday through Saturday.
Okay.
Probably
2014 patients out of time. And you know what? We'll just put the website up for those of you that want to check it out, because we're going to put it on our little a little blogger here. All right. So, yeah, we've got some bloggers saying, good morning. Welcome back. We've missed you.
This is our
normal blogger from the Netherlands. I don't know if he's normal, but he's a wonderful supporter. We think he's unnormal like us. Welcome back. So, yeah, we want to know about Australia as well. We're waiting for Dane, and we could be waiting the whole show. I think maybe he fell asleep waiting. Yeah, it's probably a beautiful, gorgeous night. What do they call it out there in Australia on the
nighttime?
No, indoors.
I'm really trying to get
the planes. I don't know. Come on.
The charades this early in the morning. I don't know.
I know, I was late to the radio
like
show,
this.
So I'm kind of running and going, what the, who, oh, here, welcome to the
I'm
show.
Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Although I believe this is a bit of lowrider. Okay, so let's see what else is going on in the world today. So, let's finish this. 12 states in the District of Columbia. 11 states are considering establishing medical marijuana programs, and those include Florida, Kansas, Kentucky, Hawaii, Michigan, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Careful over there. Three states are considering industrial hemp cultivation. Yes, Indiana, New York, and Tennessee. And that's what we need. Oh. Before long, every state in the country will be a part of the marijuana industry, whether it be marijuana legalization or medical marijuana purposes. This is true. Everybody's hopping aboard. So 30 states, we've got 12 getting ready to legalize. Holy cow, that's amazing. And you can check the map out at azmarijuana.com. Did you also hear about the feds cleared the way for the banks to work with medical marijuana businesses?
That's awesome. Finally.
Yeah, it's about time. Now people don't have to get mugged and robbed and shot and killed and chased after carrying $100,000 in cash back to their car and then to their house and dig up a place in the backyard. backyard. And
well, not even
hello,
that.
Mom.
Let's talk about how it is for the patient walking in with, you know, cash going, I'm going in to make a drug deal right now. Instead of being able to pay for it on their credit card or through an ATM debit card, which makes them feel safer anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, it's better all the way around. They should have been, banks should have been doing this from the beginning. And for them to pass up something like this for so long that makes money.
Yep, that's absolutely true. Here's a story. Speaking of making money, we know these folks. Now, see, I don't like to generalize or stereotype, but we'll say Republicans. Because Republicans are showing support for medical marijuana bills as this continues to grow. And this is from the Weed Blog, another great source. In a meeting with the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester, Senator Joseph Robach, Republican, stated his support for the Compassionate Care Act, a bill that would allow New Yorkers with serious and debilitating conditions to access the medical marijuana under the supervision of their health care provider. That's pretty good. The senator said, Senator Robach is the third Senate Republican to announce his support for Compassionate Care Act. Last week, Western Regional Republicans, State Senator George Mazares of Newfane and State Senator Mark Grisanti of Buffalo, declared their support and called for a vote. The Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester has worked tirelessly to secure support for the Compassionate Care Act and released a statement today with comments by its leaders and members, including the senator's leadership in supporting a comprehensive legislation solution to help seriously ill New Yorkers and caregivers and patients. And that was applauded.
Okay. So as a constitutional and a mother of a child with severe seizure disorder that would be alleviated by the use of medical marijuana, I am thrilled that Senator Robach stated his support for the Compassionate Care Act. Too many serious ill New Yorkers, including my daughter, Julia, have suffered long enough, said Christine Emerson of Rochester. Now it is time for the rest of the Senate to stand up for the compassion, join Senator Robach and Mazari.
Yeah, I can't say that.
Yeah.
And the other senator.
And the other senator to pass it on now. The Compassionate Care Act has passed the Assembly four times.
Wow.
And the Governor Cuomo's administration has said that the governor would sign it, but the legislation has long been stuck in the Senate. In recent weeks, support for the legislation has been growing as more and more Republicans announce their support and more organizations endorse the measures.
Wow.
They see that there's money in it.
Well, probably.
What we're talking about.
Yeah, because Washington just came out and said, we're going to make $190 million the first year.
What?
Who
are
they
going to
flip their heads and
right.
turn around for that? Duh. With the announcement of support for the Compassionate Care Act from Senators Robach, Grisanti, and Mazares, I am seeing a light for a day when seriously ill New Yorkers are no longer denied access to medical marijuana that could greatly improve their quality of life, said Susan Rusinko, an Auburn mother who is living with multiple sclerosis. I hope that Senator Klein and Senator Skelos will continue this act of courageous leadership and bring the Compassionate Care Act to a vote on the Senate floor. So support for medical marijuana spans the political divide. Recent national polls show that a majority of Americans, right, left, and center, and in every region of the country, support allowing patients to access marijuana under medical supervision. In New York, what we were just talking about, 88% of New Yorkers support medical marijuana, including over 80% of Republicans and Democrats. Former U.S. Senator Al D'Amato, long an opponent of medical marijuana, stated his new position of support for the Compassionate Care Act in an op-ed that appeared in this weekend's Long Island Herald. D'Amato wrote, times are changing and marijuana has become a viable form of alternative medicine for those suffering from many debilitating diseases such as ALS, MS, cancer, and others. When traditional medicines fail to offer relief, why not give patients an alternative? I believe our legislatures should consider supporting Cuomo's Compassionate Care Act, a bill that is currently before both houses. Compassion is a bipartisan issue, and we applaud Senator Robach. Senator Missouri Senator Grisanti and former Senator D'Amato for supporting the Compassionate Care Act. Momentum is definitely building for this comprehensive bill. There is no longer any dispute that when a vote is taken, the Compassionate Care Act will pass with strong bipartisan support. It's time for Senate co-presidents Klein and Skelos to let the bill come to the floor for a vote. Lives of New Yorkers are hanging in the balance. And that's just the thing. Like, forget Republican or Democrat or who this or whatever that, what party this. We're talking about human beings here. Forget your title. I don't care if you're president, if you're CEO, if you're assistant manager, janitor. It doesn't matter. We're human. We all suffer human conditions in our physiological body we need help from. And really, I believe cannabis won't just be the alternative anymore. It's just going to be on the list of meds that we can get. News do you got?
Available.
Yeah, yeah. It's not going to be an alternative.
I mean, many people use totally herbal medication now.
Right.
It's not a shocking concept.
No, it's not. A lot of people want to treat themselves differently than the way that Western medicine is.
Yeah.
You know, and with that influence of Eastern medicine coming over, I think that's really, really important. It's been here all the time, but our society here in the United States has been taken over by Western medicine. Pop a pill for this, pop a pill for that. You know, if that pill gives you this, take these three pills.
I'm excited about the integration of the two. That
right.
Is my,
well,
I'm thrilled.
They were even showing some information that using cannabis with your opiate, your pain, it actually, you don't have to take so many of your, Oxycontins, Oxycodones. You work it with the medication that you're already taking with the cannabis, and you actually do not have to use so much.
Yes. You can decrease your dosage. You can keep from having to up it to get relief.
Exactly.
That's the major health.
Synergistically working in your body. Well, I had something that was really fun. I was just kind of going through High Times. I get little High Times announcements here and there, and it'd probably be the only watch I ever wear. But
I saw that.
This is a pretty interesting thing.
I love that.
That's great.
This is a watch that actually grinds your bud.
Does the watch work?
The watch works. So it actually just sets right there on top and locks into place.
The grinder underneath the watch face.
Yeah.
Not a bad looking watch either.
No.
That's a stylish little...
Right. But your arm would... You'd be funky all day long.
We're not already?
No, that's true. But I'm just saying super skunky.
Yeah, you would.
Skunkier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a cool little watch. Kind of look out for it. It's called the...
tell us about this.
The Grind Drake.
Oh, gosh.
Want a timepiece with more than a sentimental value? Then strap on the Grind Drake watch to your wrist. You're not only be telling time with this style, you'll probably be prepared when the clock strikes 4:20. The Grind Watch, Grind It Right Watch, comes in two seasonal stoner styles, grinder or safe. With the Grind Right Grinder Watch, MacGyver-like stoners can impress their friends by transforming their timepiece into a grinder instantly. While the Grind Right, It's Safe Watch houses of a small stash box capable of holding a few grams.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. How about that?
Except for a concept.
So there's a safe. Oops.
Can you imagine the dogs are going... Wait.
Oops. So there's a safe and a grinder. So you can actually carry your...
Let's see how it works.
You just
interesting.
Just on there, grind it. It's just like how a grinder would look, but
and
it's strapped
how
to
how much are we selling these for? We should all have one.
We should. Kind of interesting.
We got a $30 on eBay. Do I hear
good job. That? Thank
do I
you.
Going twice? We have some tech-savvy
good job.
Folks up already. This afternoon, he's getting ready to go home. No wonder he's been on the internet all day.
All day.
Had his coffee. We're just having ours. Oh, our Aussie fell asleep. Dang. He's like, where are you? Maybe he's trying to call in on Skype because it just doesn't work that way. We tried. We're not ever using Skype again. That's what happened last week with our Canadian.
Yeah.
We're going to rebook that show with Blair. So I think everybody should be wearing these watches. It's a good thing to have.
Interesting. So hopefully I'll do something that someone can.
So this is really sad, but it's a story people should, that you should hear and that people are faced with right now. Medical marijuana patients face another attempt to take away a child. So we're hearing about all these great things, but every once in a while we hear these really awful stories, and sometimes they're good to share because we need to be aware of what's going on out there and why we need to support things. Mm-hmm. You know, why we need to be a voice for people of all ages that need cannabis, mm-hmm. you know. When Child Protective Services removed baby Bree from her mother's arms in 2013 due to prejudice against medical marijuana patients, it made national news. Now a pair of personal protection orders threatens to deny Maria Green access to her child from a previous marriage. And the perceived threat again surrounds the medically recommended and state-approved use of medical marijuana. The petitioner claims that Maria and her current husband, Steve, are ringleaders of a small separatist group within the Michigan medical marijuana community. Apparently, I know, let's see, apparently because of their involvement with the National Marijuana Rights Organization, the Human Solution, also cited, asking for court support from the community has resulted in threats, and the petitioner is intimidated. That's just, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's weird. The petitioner claims that Maria and her current husband, Steve, the Greens successfully fought off an attempt to deny them custody of their child, Brielle Green, known internationally as Baby Bree, or Bray, by Child Protective Services. Many people were unaware that while that case was being fought, there was another custody battle being waged over the parenting rights surrounding a 7-year-old boy, Maria's son, from a previous marriage with Ronnie Ferguson of Davison. Ferguson is the petitioner. The parents are still engaged in that custody battle, which is being waged in Judge Beebe's courtroom in the same building where the Greens' latest hearing will be heard. The PPO filing has temporarily prevented Maria from exercising her visitation rights. Ferguson filed motions for ex parte PPOs against both adult Greens on February 12, 2014. The 4th District Judge Thomas Wilson denied the request on the 13th. On the 17th, Ferguson filed 2 new petitions, and that filing resulting in a pair of court hearings in Jackson on the 27th, which is tomorrow. To justify the PPOs, Ferguson filed on the 12th a detailed listing of what he considers reasons for the Greens to be restrained from being in his presence. Ferguson said these observers attending previous hearings insulted him. He claimed Steve and Maria believe themselves to be the spokespersons for the medical marijuana community at large and that the couple is delusional. In social media postings, Ferguson admits to Steve, "I know you're a good dad, and I respect you for that." The public is encouraged to attend the hearings for Steve, and the Green family discourages any contact between members of the medical marijuana community and Ferguson or his representatives, especially near the courthouse. The judicial hearing at 312 South Jackson Street in Jackson will be held at 10:30 a.m. That's in Judge Beebe's court. In Judge Wilson's court, the PPO hearing will be on the fourth floor, 312 South Jackson Street, at 2 p.m. So if anyone's there, and you happen to hear that...
kids are in the middle of something like that.
Well, and they're just using this as a way to get back at...
It's a child custody.
At the other person. You know, use your car or your house or, you know, the Killer Led Zeppelin collection you have on vinyl. You know, seriously. Yeah. Donate the Led Zeppelin.
Well, it's that they're going to this extreme to prove a point that they're a wrong point, to prove a wrong point.
Mm-hmm. And it's no point at all. So here's the deal. You know, we've had a lot of people come in here to get advice and education because that's what we really started this whole mm-hmm. health center for. And a lot of people come in and they say, you know, we just went to court. My ex was trying to throw down the pot card, and the judge said, "Do you have a medical marijuana card?" And I said, "Yes, Your Honor," and I showed them, and they said, "Okay, next." Like, let's just move on to the next topic because
it's not an issue.
It's no. Yes, no. It's a moot point. How you doing?
It's sad that they...
It is sad. It is really sad. So we're still...
The other interesting part of that story is the whole connection with being an activist for a group like Human Solutions and then being pegged as some sort of degraded society, you know?
Yeah. That's not fair.
I mean, yeah, that's the other part of that story that's actually going on out there.
Yeah. It's just really sad.
It is sad.
Well, we're still waiting for Dane.
We've been waiting.
We're gonna play a song for Dane.
Minutes.
And for those of you listening, if it's your end of your day, here's a song to shoot you out of the workplace with. If it's the morning or the middle of your day, wake up. And Dane, this is for you. Wake up.
Puff, 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 $20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Walk into my house like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. I can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plants illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old. So it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Welcome back. Are we back?
Welcome back,
everyone. Welcome back. Well, welcome, boy howdy. Boy howdy, welcome back. All right. Oh, we still don't have Dane. I don't think we woke him up.
No.
All right. Yeah, that's way better than the original song, Poppin' Tag. Although, I do love a good thrift shop run. It's really fun.
It gets me in the spirit.
Oh, sure.
Well, American Study I've been doing some research, and they're seeing that tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, may inhibit the progression of HIV and AIDS.
This is the reason our government stopped the program that they had started for their own patients in 1992, was because they knew this, and that HIV/AIDS patients were coming to them in hundreds, and they were like, wait a minute, that's too much paperwork, we're done with the program, and they stopped it. And if you read Irvin's book, Irvin Rosenfeld, you can get it here.
Right,
he tells this story, because he was monumental in getting that pass for them. All right, sorry to interrupt.
It's all right. Medical cannabis has long been used to treat symptoms associated with human immune deficiency virus, chronic pain, nausea, fatigue, etc. However, the evidence is mounting that cannabis may stop the disease's progression. A group of researchers from Louisiana State published a study last week in the Journal of AIDS Research and Human Retrovirus that helps fuel the fire. I suggest that the cannabis, specifically tetrahydrocannabidiol, THC, could aid in the battle against HIV. Researchers investigate cannabis, HIV, and AIDS in primates, affecting more than 1.1 million people in the United States. HIV is slowly replicating retrovirus that attacks your immune system. It causes acquired immune deficiency syndrome, which is AIDS, when left untreated, which took about 15,529 lives in 2010, according to the Center of Disease Control of Prevention. So this just kind of goes on and talks about the life cycle of HIV. If you are interested in it, I highly recommend you look this
up.
It actually shows the four steps of how HIV actually attaches itself to a CD4 cell enters the cell. And then from there, the HIV copies itself to make more viruses, so it kind of becomes like a little HIV factory. So it pops out these little cells that can actually go out and actually attach on to more. That's why this virus is so unique. It replicates very fast.
Yeah.
Here it says HIV and the CD4 fight. Cell fight HIV damage CD4. So you can see where the HIV and the CD4 cell fight. HIV is damaged in the CD4 cell. A young HIV cell leaves the CD4. So when they start talking about people who are HIV positive, and they talk about their CD4 count, it actually is talking about how many blood cells healthy blood cells that they actually have. Here it talks about HIV grows, mature, and then goes off and to invade more CD4 cells. So what this is actually using monkeys as models, Louisiana State researchers investigate the potential role of cannabis in treating HIV. They treated a group of infected primates with as much as 64 meg of tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, per day for 17 months. Considering that the gut is one of the most common ways for HIV to spread, the researchers' team sampled stomach tissues from the THC-dosed monkeys, as well as a group of infected primates that did not receive the treatment. So tissue from the monkeys was treated with tetrahydrocannabinol and expressed fewer signs of HIV. According to their results, the virus did significantly lessen the damage in The virus did significantly less damage in THC groups when compared to the control group. Tissues from monkeys treated with the THC expressed fewer signs of HIV. What does that mean? Lead author of Dr. Patricia Maloney, who published a similar study in 2011, explains that these findings reveal novel
mechanisms
that potentially contribute to cannabinoid-mediated diseases.
Modulation. Whew. That's a big one.
Of course, the first study determined that the cannabis can fight the progression of HIV, and studies published in 2012 find that activation of the CB2 receptor can also help fight in the late stages of AIDS patients.
Wow. And you have done...
I used a lot of work. I did a lot of work with the AIDS Foundation here in Tucson, SAFE, which does a lot of great information. They go out to the communities and they talk about this. So if you are HIV positive, they can definitely help you out there and get you on some medication, both that will work.
It's about letting people know what there are options out
right.
there.
Yeah. We were talking
HIV
about
HIV medications cost a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money.
Way more than cannabis does. But you're doing a lot of different things. The HIV meds out there are doing really well as far as controlling the virus replication process. Using the cannabis in conjunction with your HIV meds is the best way to go because relieving the pain, all the nausea, the symptoms from the HIV meds.
Side effects from those are nasty.
Yeah.
People come in here a lot just to get, relief from side effects of medicines.
HIV meds are very, very harsh on the body and the stomach and because they're trying to take care of it, right? Yeah, but they're life-saving. So that's very interesting.
Yeah, that is. Speaking of High Times magazine, I would love to enter the High Times Cannabis Cup. I think that would be fun. Somebody's asking about the truth of the fact of the matter is cannabis is a lot stronger these days than it used to be, and they're saying it's a lot cheaper too. But there's two little articles. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah, if you have a caregiver, maybe.
It didn't have the high THC count. I wonder what its other cannabinoid counts were.
Yeah, that's true. I just think we're taking this plant to its highest potential. I think we have better growing equipment, better vitamins. It's like, someone doing a mediocre workout versus someone doing Arnold Schwarzenegger's workout, taking a couple vitamins or, drinking gallons of protein shakes and raw eggs a day. And
I don't even think that the amount of the THC that's in it, the high.
Name our strain, Arnold.
I don't think.
It's out there.
I mean, what if this is what this plant is supposed to do for our bodies? We're supposed to get it to its highest potential.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was and has been already. We're just rediscovering it,
Right.
And in its own defense, it got commercial for a lot of reasons, and that's where the drug wars happened with all the underground selling of it. And so they made it, they grew it crappy, they made it crappy, they cured it crappy, and they sold it as fast as they could, cheap run, so that's where you get bad pot from. So if we regulate this and just have the good growers growing. So the question here is, somebody says, I could swear that today's stuff is cheaper and stronger than in my Acapulco gold days. Is it true, or am I just getting old? Well, first of all, we're all getting older. Having said that, I hate feeding the scare tactics of the potent pot police, but cannabis these days is both stronger and, I'm going to say, can be cheaper. Despite all the dollars sunk into our country's failed war on drugs, since 1990, the potency is about 60% higher. And inflation-adjusted prices can be about 80% lower. So there's your answer to that. But this is a really interesting question. I love hemp CT. Could I accidentally test positive for pot? Ooh.
I love
hemp seed tea.
Oh, hemp seed
tea. Well, so somebody's making...
this would be kind of like that.
And it's signed CC driver, so this is a commercial driver preference.
Oh, okay.
Dear CC, true. Hemp CT was fine in the old days, assuming you're not getting THC anywhere else, but several states now make it illegal to drive with any detectable levels of THC. And how's this for a scary stat? 7 out of 20 people who drank hemp CT in a Detroit laboratory tested barely positive, which means you could too. Obviously, urine screens do nothing to detect impairment. In addition, states with these intolerant laws don't have lower rates of traffic fatalities than states with better ordinances.
Wow. So even that little,
even hemp
barely
1%.
I thought that they were carrying hemp seed now over at Costco in the big bags for your salads and cracked shell hemp
like
seed.
Like the perfect omega.
Husk free is what they were calling it. Husk. So they're just a little piece inside.
Yeah, omega 3 hemp seed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
really
very
good,
very good for you. It's a neuroprotectant. All that good stuff. We were laughing. Well, Cannabis Kid was laughing because I was reading this article, and right next to it, there's an ad for Monkey Balls. It's a heady glass cleaner,
uh-huh.
All natural, biodegradable, reusable.
Which kind of sounds kind of cool because
interesting.
I
like
that it's reusable.
Monkey, but why? That's just gross. Maybe it's just eye catching.
Well, you
cut your eye.
You know, it cleans it out, and then you just rinse it off.
What are we talking about?
Well, and then the next page has this, you know, Victoria's Secret model smoking a blunt. It's for Canadian medicinal cannabis seeds. That's absolutely medicinal. She looks medicinal.
She looks,
do you think?
Definitely. She's definitely got one of
definitely
the
doctor. I would say a doctor.
Oh, you think she's a doctor?
Oh, completely. Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
Or something that looks like that. All right. Fastest flowering sativa in the West. Oh, it's so funny. Autos are all the rage now, and yes, they are real plants. People out there who think they're not.
So I've got one.
Yes, sir.
We've got
Cannabis Kids.
Spanish study. Cannabis may help delay retina degeneration and vision loss.
Oh, my God. It's over 40. You start doing
well,
the whole...
Just even using it now, it's actually preventative for you.
Thank God. I'm just going to watch it.
So for years, medical marijuana has been used to help treat certain conditions that can cause vision loss. The most common example of this is glaucoma, but is not the only condition for which cannabis may be beneficial. In fact, a group of researchers from Spain, University of Alicante, published a study earlier this month in the Journal of Experimental Eye Research that supports this claim. It suggests that cannabinoids may help slow vision loss in the case of retina pigmentosis. Researchers investigated that cannabinoids' visual deterioration inherited from birth, retina and retinitis pigmentosis is a condition that currently affects an estimated 100,000 people in the United States. It causes the retina to die over time, resulting in severe vision and blindness. If the left untreated, no cure exists for this disease, but vitamin A regimens have proven beneficial, postponing blindness up to 10 years in some patients. When that said, the University of Alicante research team investigated what effects were to be held from cannabinoid treatments. Using rats as models, they were able to inhibit vision loss with a synthetic form of THC. The treatment group, which received the synthetic cannabinoids each day, performed significant or better visual tasks when compared to the other group that did not receive it. So rats were treated with THC-like structure, also had 40% more photoreceptors, which play a major role in passing information about visual stimulation to the brain. How about that?
Wow. We get a lot of patients that come in here with a lot of eye problems, and they get instant relief from this. Like,
mm-hmm.
just like
relieves
that.
The pressure.
Yeah, it's the pressure. It's instant
mm-hmm.
relief, which can help your body heal, you know, and help it regenerate.
This one's always fun to me. I always like to know who else smokes.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. I was trying to post that on the website.
I put it up on...
Because there's a cute picture of Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, there is.
Smoking a doobie.
A doobie right there.
Right there on the beach.
Uh-huh.
She's smoking the doobie. Who
good
else?
For her.
I know.
Zach Galifianakis. Bill Maher.
All right.
Wiz Khalifa.
Mm-hmm.
that one was a given.
Oh boy.
Steve-O from you know,
this, yeah,
where they jump off buildings and stuff.
Oh, they're, oh, Snoop Lion.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Lion. He had a transformation. Jeez.
He
should let his mane out.
He let his spirituality go? He's now a dog again?
He's transformed back to a Snoop Dogg.
You don't just go, oh, forget it.
Oh, yeah,
look at, there's Marilyn smoking.
That already
forget it.
That
I've already forgot about him. Look at Marilyn smoking a doobie. We need that picture up in this health
That's
center.
That's a cute one.
That
I wish they would
have. That's a cute one. We'll crop that out. We'll post that. All right.
And we've also got.
What do we got?
One more. Rihanna.
Oh, well, yeah.
Cameron Diaz, which we talked about.
Yeah.
Arnold. This was a long time ago. He did talk about saying that.
That was right after he won his Power Man thing.
Good for him.
Whatever.
Relieving some of that muscle pain. Lady Gaga.
Power Man thing. Oh, duh.
And then claimed to be an addict.
Miley. Oh, no.
Johnny Depp. And I know there's a lot of others out there.
A million more. If you go to Marijuana Majority, they always have a bunch of interesting
people
you would never.
And maybe say they don't smoke it, but maybe they use it. Like Oprah Winfrey and...
she did. She said she ripped a bong in the 80s. I saw
Martha
that recently.
Stewart.
Oh, and so did Martha.
Yeah, I want them to come
did.
Out.
We have made
who else? Barbara Walters.
Cheesecake marijuana cake.
Do you take? I take marijuana.
Uh huh.
Oh my goodness. Morgan
Julia
Freeman.
Julia Child. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah. The here's people that support cannabis.
Morgan Freeman.
Pat Robertson.
Really?
Founder of the Christian Broadcasting Network. Colorado voters.
Good for him.
Arianna Huffington. U.S. Conference of Mayors. Danny DeVito. Benjamin Todd Jealous. David Koch. Bill Meyer. Andrew Cuomo. Look at that. That's a young picture of him. Look at, he looks all like kind of mobbish. I'm not saying. Gavin Newsom. Glenn Beck. Washington State voters. David Duchovny, U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, former Seattle Chief of Police Norm Stamper. Can you imagine being the Chief of Police? Stamper. That's a good one. Stamped out crime. John Stewart, Tony Bennett. Hello. Governor of Texas, Rick Perry. Ow! I don't think we woke Dana. Nope, we didn't. I thought Pot Shop would maybe wake him up, but... We didn't. Anyway, we are going to start reading Hempathy again. We're going to continue on. We sold one at the Peace Fair. This is an awesome book. I can't wait for number two. And you know what we should start doing is finding the Cannabis Now magazine stuff where his other little articles are in here and pictures and stuff. Cause,
you know, the book fair is coming up too.
Oh, that's right. Book fair, maybe. Oh, hey. I should let him know. We should get the pile out there. So I think we did that one because I remember we did that twice describing the bummer. Oh, this always reminds me of Angelina Jolie. What you saw.
That one?
She did, yeah, because she loves to pick up landmines.
That's true, she does.
Which always makes me think
of
the Christmas bride. Okay, anyway. This book, Hempathy. That guy's trying to figure out the correlation there. He's going to figure it out in a minute. Hempathy, food for thought, is an attempt to show at a glance the illogical distinction between what is socially and legally accepted, the why, and what is forbidden, the why not. Scientists and doctors are making wonderful discoveries about how cannabis exerts its beneficial effects. We need to publicize their findings in an unbiased way to the widest possible audience. That would be the world at large.
Yeah.
We need to stop the obstruction of research and the criminalization of a useful plant. Darn it. Like cannabis, this information is meant to be shared. www.why-whynot.net. Buy a book from Ivan Art. He was on our anniversary show, which is coming up. We need to talk about that, but we'll do this real quick. We've got some nasty, dirty landmine planters. They've got machine guns. They're smoking cigarettes out in a dark, dirty desert with cameras on. Ew. Why plant landmines? this book was, I always have to say, from 2010, so you know this is updated a lot.
Yeah.
There are an estimated 110 million active mines scattered in over 70 countries, one for every 17 children or 52 people in our world. Another 110 million have been stockpiled. 2,000 people are involved in landmine accidents every month, one victim every 20 minutes. Around 800 of these will die. The rest will be maimed for life. One deminer is killed and two are injured for every 5,000. Oh, deminer, sorry. Deminer. It's one deminer. Every person that goes out there, like Angelina, is killed and two are injured for every 5,000 mines cleared. 100,000 mines are removed each year, but until recently, 2 million more were being planted each year. Oh, my gosh. In 1996, the UN Secretary General increased his estimate of the resources needed to clear all existing mines from $33 billion to more than $50 billion. At the current rate, it would take 1,100 years to rid the world of mines. That's assuming no new ones are laid. So why would we do that instead of this, Cannabis Kid? Tell us the good stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Make us happy again.
I just can't believe that. Why not hemp? Why not plant hemp? Hemp's rapidly growth makes it one of the fastest CO2 to biomass, conversion tools available. More efficient than agroforestry per land use, hemp grows in diverse soil types and conditions without the need for chemical inputs and improves soil structure while also protecting the binding soil. Hemp also adds nutrients to soil by tapping into its subsoil nutrients and other plants that other plants cannot access. It also destroys nematodes. I don't even know what those are. That's a planting thing.
And other
nematodes and other soil pests.
Yeah, you got me.
So they clear out the pests in there, huh? Mm-hmm. Resulting in improved yields of subsequent crops. Hemp offers a path to sustainable living in harmony with the environment and the ecosystems we depend on. They were talking about planting hemp in Fukushima because
yep.
it cleans up
radioactive
waste.
Yep. And they should.
And they should. Well, I mean, I think we should start planting it everywhere.
Well,
hemp.
And we should.
Johnny hemp seed.
Johnny hemp seed?
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
What a great show.
We're going to buy some land and just start planting hemp seed. So by the time it's legal, we'll have a crop ready.
What's that fun little city in, was it Germany or something? Where they planted cannabis all around the city. And
oh,
they just started sprouting
yeah.
out. That was funny. That was a couple of years ago
somewhere
we talked about
Amsterdam
that, or a year ago.
Somewhere over there.
Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, well, we have a gargantuan show next week.
We do.
Gargantuan. You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Are you ready for who's on? You've been doing your research?
Awesome.
You got some awesome questions ready? This is the kind of show that should be spread out over months, but we're going to slam it into a two-hour time frame and hope we get through it all. If it goes 3 hours, that's not really our problem.
Not our problem.
So we have author of Too High to Fail and many other wonderful books, Doug Fine, is coming on. He's going to make a brief stop. He's in between flights. We've got Robert Platshorn.
Awesome.
Yeah, another wonderful author. He's Bless on the you. Silver Tour right now, getting senior citizens to vote. We have Dr. Robert Melamed coming on.
Woo!
Wonderful, wonderful cannabis doctor. You've got to look at, yeah, whatever questions you have about, maybe he can answer these questions about what strains or what percentages of indica or CBD, CBN, THCs are good for glaucoma, cancer, HIV/AIDS. Where should we be looking for these things, and how best should we use this medicine? Juicing it, vaping it, eating it, oils,
tinctures. It's going to be really interesting to hear, you know, because they were talking about how a lot of the cannabinoid receptors are in your stomach.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So I want to know about the eating, why the edibles work so well for
Maybe
or
that's
for patients.
That's why. We also have on our show attorney Tom Dean, our one and only. That's going to be great. So get all your legal questions ready because he's been through it all the last several years at this program
has
started.
Going on.
Holy cow, and there's still a lot going on. We also have Cheryl Schumann coming on.
Woo-hoo.
This lady extraordinaire. She was on The View with Barbara and gang, and I believe she's got a really cool reality show coming on one of the major networks, if I'm correct. But she'll tell us. She's been all over the world lately supporting cannabis, so this is going to be a heck of a show. And that's
exciting.
That is exciting, and I believe the date on that is March the 5th. Yep, March 5th. That's our spectacular show. We would always like to thank Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, AZMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine. Check them out. Culture Magazines are here. They're free. They're full of great information about Arizona and the world at large.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to thank Studio C and Tumbleweeds Health Center. Come get certified. Mm-hmm. If you're renewing, $65 for a renewal. It doesn't
get better than that.
Yeah, it doesn't get better than that. $65, small fee, we'll do your paperwork for you. And get down here, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can get on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Pinterest. I haven't pinned yet. I need to pin some. Maybe I'll pin a marijuana leaf on my board or something. I'm going to have to do it. Anyway, remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and
educate. Thank you for joining us.
Bye, everyone.
Have an awesome day.